Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try Hunter from 18th Street Brewery. Stout Imperial / Double Milk is what Untappd has. Pretty cool can art on there. A whole bunch of skulls, some weird guys on there. On here it says Double Milk Stout brewed with lactose, sugar, and cocoa nibs. 8% ABV is what Untappd has. I am not seeing an ABV on here. No date. $3.69. I did pick this up at Hoffman Street Grocery. So let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, and see what we think. Was it Reaper? Reaper, something like that. It seems like I had one or two 18th Street beers, and the one I remember, I want to say it was an IPA, maybe it was a red can and had like the Grand Reaper on it, and that's all I remember. But this, it looks like it's old Japanese or Chinese style artwork on here, but yeah, very, very cool. That's about all it has. So, very dark chocolatey colored head, small bubbles for the most part. I do have a couple medium ones, but they are popping. Finger of head on there, bubbles inside are compact like dish soap. Color. I would say that's pure black. Definitely looks like it in the camera. There we go. Okay, there is a very dark amber hue at the bottom, but this glass is concave, so if I turn it right I can see it, but if it's like this I can't see that hue, only when it's tipped up a little bit. But yeah, I would say black like it should be. Let's go ahead and smell. Dark chocolate malt, a little bit of bitterness in there, sweetness from that lactose, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of coffee. I can't say that chocolate smells coming from the cocoa nibs. It almost smells like it's coming from the malts they're using. I'm guessing we're going to get more of that chocolate cocoa nibs, in the taste than we are in the smell. I think those, darker malts, would overpower that. And that's what I'm getting, I believe. Yeah, it does smell sweet. It's not to that dessert style sweetness, but I think it's because the bitter malts maybe. It's cutting it a little bit in there, but I would definitely say this has lactose. It's not coming off as a vanilla to me, but it's mixing well with the darker malts in this beer. Let's go ahead and taste. Very, very malty, bitter, ashy, acidic, like very burnt malts take over almost this whole entire beer. I mean, even in the aftertaste, it's like ashy, burnt, roast, little sweetness in there. Very dark, like espresso coffee taste. That'll sure wake your taste buds up. As the aftertaste, as your palate warms up to the aftertaste, I think it's a little bit better. That harshness kind of goes away, so it's more of a mellower roasted malt coffee chocolate combination. My lips do feel like they're coated in sugar, but it's not overly sweet. I think that's because of the roasted malts they're using and how powerful they are. They're cutting through all that lactose in here. Could I tell that there's cocoa nibs, chocolate, semi-sweet, anything like that? Not at all. Like, it is overpowered. It's getting a little better, though. But in the back, big, big, big bitterness in there. And for 8%, I mean, this thing drinks like it's 12, 13%. Like, the amount of dark malts, bitterness that's in there, you would think this is between 11 and 13% ABV. Holy cow. Yeah, it's not a tinny taste. It's almost like there's too much lactose. I mean, my lips are sticking together. Yeah, maybe way too much lactose mixed with too much dark malt or something. That's surprising. I'm going to pour the rest in here. Yeah, this definitely drinks like a big, big beer. It is imperial, but 8%, that's very on the low end. Usually for double IPAs, I say 7.5 and above. I think for a stout, it's 8.59 and above for imperial. Yeah, that bitterness, I don't know. It's almost like 65, 70 IBUs. That bitterness is just way up there. I'm guessing a lot of it is coming from the malts. I don't know what kind of malts they used. I don't think they say. Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, those big dark malts, not dehusked, just introducing all that bitterness to it. I don't get vanilla from the lactose, just sweetness. Like, to me, this is not enjoyable. At 8%, I could see this changing a little bit if it was 11 to 13%, you know, a humongous beer, but it just, that stuff stands out way too much. I'm going with a 3 out of 5 on this one. I really think they missed the mark, especially with lactose and cocoa nibs in there. I think it's too much. Let's check Untappd. 13 of my friends have checked it in, 4.13, so I am very low compared to everybody else. 16,000 people have checked this in, 4 out of 5. So I am definitely very, very low. Yeah, brewed with cocoa nibs and lactose. Yeah, vanilla roast caramel sweetness with a bright hop bitterness. It's definitely got a hop bitterness. No IBUs are listed. It's too much. Let's see if anybody posted anything on this. Okay, so Joe from the Beer Patrol, he gave it a 4. Extremely smooth. That was in 2018. Again, there's no, maybe this is older, that's why the bitterness is so high. I don't know. Yeah, there's no date. But yeah, that was 2018. Milk chocolate cherry roasted malt, extremely smooth. I do not get that. Here's one. See, this one is a 3.25, but he's saying great milk stout without being sweet. dark and hoppy. Whew. And that was 2018 also. Yeah, this one's just not for me. Usually I like beers like this. It's not barrel aged. I drink my coffee black. More bitterness, the better. It doesn't taste right to me. But have to try them all. Let me know if you've had this in the comments below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.